Okay, I can't believe I'm actually doing this right now. I'm very excited. My palms are super sweaty, and I have pressed the re-record button like 7 times already, so this is it. My name is Megan, and welcome to Not Crazy, but Far From Sane. This is going to be a place for myself and maybe some close friends and/or anybody along the way I meet who I find interesting or I think has something to say that would benefit everybody else. Basically, I just want to use my voice for things I'm passionate about and either concern me or just some crazy things I've been through in life and think that they're kind of funny, interesting, and might help somebody else. I tend to share a lot of details about my life with everybody who's around me just because I found years back that sharing what we go through actually ends up bringing us closer to people. Because we realize we're not so alone. So, with that being said, I'm gonna introduce myself a little bit. And then I guess this is just kind of it, because I'm just gonna talk about my shared experiences, thoughts, knowledge, and everything as I navigate life while continuing to go to therapy and rewire my brain on the daily. So, this is basically just it. And yeah, so my name is Megan Bell, I go by Meg. You can call me Meg, Megan, Megan Bell, Meg Bell. I'm a non-traditional college student. I just turned 30 this past week, 5 days into my third decade of life. But I'm a non-traditional college student who started going back to school during the pandemic. I finished my Associate of Arts degree back in 2018, which took me 8 years on and off to finish. No shame, super proud of actually finishing it. But now I'm going to school for environmental studies. And that is something I've grown to be incredibly passionate about. So passionate about that when I was at the beach this past week and celebrating my 30th birthday, there was no recycle on the island where I was vacationing. And so I actually brought all of my recycle back home with me so I could recycle it. That's how just into it I am. I'm not perfect. Of course, I definitely am not aware to, I'm sure so many things, but just certain things that I know I'm aware of and do on the daily if I'm on vacation or somewhere, I'm going to still try to uphold my moral in that regard. Let's see. Just recently, like I said, turned 30. I feel so great. Happy as heck to be out of my 20s. That was everyone's, not everyone, a few people have asked me recently, did it take, how long did it feel like, was it a long time being in your 20s? I was like, yeah, no, it didn't go by like fast at all. It was really long, and I feel like I've had different lifetimes within, the last 10 years, which I think is really cool because I have learned a lot, and it's definitely made me who I am today. I have a lot to say about a lot of things because of all the different things I've been through in my life. And I'm just so excited to be able to let go of the fear and start doing this, mainly just for only for myself. This is just for me. And if it benefits other people, that's so great because that's what this is about, making ourselves feel good, but also helping others. So if I can do that, fantastic. So to back up a little bit about my associate degree, it's an Associate of Arts, concentrated in radio, television, film, which is where I first found my admiration for doing voice work. My goal is to be a voice actress one day, but so now I'm just doing this for fun, of course, just to see whatever happens in my life. I'm just passionate about using my voice for anything that really doesn't have a voice or for people who are, maybe don't have that quality to speak up, which I absolutely understand. I am somebody who's definitely not afraid to speak up. I'm a bit of a hellraiser in that way, and I've just had to lean into that in my life instead of fight it because it's who I am. So you have to just accept who you are, and I mean, of course, the parts that you like about yourself, and if you don't like something, then you modify it, which in my first statement, I was talking about rewiring my brain. And yeah, I do so much work on myself and have for years now. I had a little bit of background. My childhood was a little bit, wonky, just as I'm sure a lot of people's are. I was a terrible student in school because I just really couldn't focus on school due to my hectic family life, we'll put it. And I was a product of joint custody, 1 week at my mother's, 1 week at my father's, which is a lot on a child. And I just had a lot of trauma with school and learning and retaining information, in the sense that when you're going through a lot of stuff at home or in anything in life, it's really kind of hard to then focus on, like, it was really hard for me to really learn. And so I was basically kind of put in this category of feeling just dumb and like I couldn't do things, which is definitely a topic for another episode, I'm sure. However, I know I'm not dumb now, and it's just really took a long time to understand, like, yeah, I am smart. It's just, it wasn't like taught to me at a young age in the way that like it was shown to me that like I am like a smart person. And so, yeah, actually being in school and proving to myself that I can do this is such a big thing for me, that I'm really just, to me, that's what growth is kind of just putting yourself out there in ways and proving to yourself that you can be better than you were, or kind of, you know, yeah, that thought got a little lost, but that's what growth is to me, is taking something and getting better at it, whether that's reacting to a situation differently or, yeah, challenging yourself with going to school, which is absolutely hard for me. School's absolute hell for me. I know school's hard for everybody, but when you don't have fundamental like studying habits and those aren't taught to you at an earlier age, it's a lot harder from my personal experience to learn that. So yeah, lots of buried trauma with school that I'm working out currently in therapy, because it all is tied into like life in general. If you think about it, like when you go into a job or anywhere and you learn something new, sometimes learning something new for me, if somebody say is explaining it to me in a way that they're, you know, condescending and or just looking at you like you're stupid, I get hot all over, and I immediately feel like that feeling when I was like a 6, 7, 8 and on year old, not feeling like I could do it and feeling the pressure of my like teacher standing there being like, you know, pointing kind of like at the paper, like this is this because of this, and just me feeling like an idiot not being able to get things. And so there's a lot of rooted trauma from early on learning and how to grasp ideas and how to deal with stuff. And so, yeah, basically I am in therapy weekly. I've done individual therapy. I've also done couples therapy. So I'm a little bit educated in the therapy world. I highly recommend it. It does take some time to probably find the right therapist. I've been to a couple. You'll know if you like them or not. Basically, they're all going to tell you things you don't really want to hear, but if you're willing to put in the work for the growth and the change and you want to, it's worth it. It totally, totally is. You just have to find somebody that you like. You like, even though they have to like hold you accountable. Yeah, so that's a little bit about my background with school and just how hard it is for me in general and what a big deal it is for me, in case anybody on here really doesn't know that. School's a big effing deal for me. I'm also going to be having an F-bomb tally mark. I haven't said anything yet that's bad, but I have a problem with, not a problem, I don't mind my cursing, but I know others around me, I'm sure, cringe sometimes. So especially on here, I'm going to really monitor my F words. Let's see, what else is about me? Oh, I own 6 hermit crabs. That could be definitely a huge conversation, because I don't even think hermit crabs should be for sale at beach stores, which is where I've bought mine. I know you're probably like, well, what the hell? Well, it's because they don't know how, the sales associates don't really know how to take care of them. So they can't pass on the rightful knowledge to whoever's purchasing. And people at the beach or wherever, you know, beach stores are, obviously, you know, are getting them as like a souvenir, and it's not a souvenir. It's a freaking pet. They can live up to like 20 years. And I've had 4 of my hermit crabs for 3 years now, and I just got 2 of them this past weekend celebrating my 30th birthday. I have an awesome little, I call it a crabitat for them, but it's just, I'll get into that a whole other time, because I'm actually, it's annoying to me that people are allowed to sell like live animals, but not, you know, disclose all the things that animal would need to live. like, okay, example, no one told me when I was purchasing my hermit crabs this weekend that they needed salt water and fresh water to live. I just knew that because I've done my own research over the last few years with owning crabs. Something like that. So see, this is a platform for me to just talk about things that concern me and or, you know, things I'm just passionate about because I am a very passionate, fiery person. And it is Leo season, so it's probably great that I'm starting this during Leo season. I also have two dogs. I've had one for 10 years and one for 5 years. They're great, complete polar opposites, yin and yang. I love them both very, very, very much. I have a 11-year-old cat who's more like my dad's cat. Let's see. That's about it for my animals. And then I just have a shitload of plants. So sorry I did use a curse word, but I have a lot. I'll take inventory soon and let you all know how many exactly. I'm obsessed. It's really good for, it's like really therapeutic for me. And yeah, I love getting dirty. I have to basically clean my fingernails every time I leave the house just because they're constantly dirty. And it's just because I'm always outside doing something or moving a plant or what have you. Let's see what else is about me. Oh, I just moved back into my dad's house, which I'm super happy about, honestly and truly, because living on my own right now is not something I can really do with being in school. I tried that last year and school was a flop for me, and being at a university and it's expensive. I can't afford to, you know, screw it up. I have to really focus. So that's something else about my growth. I know that about myself. At least I know I can't do living on my own, paying my own rent, and going to school like full time. It's just not a thing for me personally in my experiences. I need like help. I need help with like then feeding myself or like making sure I can, you know, do all the other things I want to do too, with, because school is my number one priority. So I'm very grateful to have a dad who's very supportive of me and helps me well beyond his years of of his, like, you know, he's been 12 years expired of helping me, and it's just the greatest. So shout out to him. And also shout out to my best friend, Joan, for really encouraging me to do this. Yesterday we were chatting on the phone and she was like, yeah, just start talking. I was like, all right, you got it, sister. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just talking, honestly. And shout out to my partner, Keith, who always supports me and has had my back for, you know, a while now. And he's only getting better and better as a partner, and so am I to him. And it's just really fun to navigate that relationship together. We've known each other for 2 years now, and it hasn't been like the easiest, you know, journey, but it never really is getting to know someone, you know, really, really fully getting to know someone on a deep level. And I'm not like the easiest person to, you know, get along with either. And not everybody else is either. So it's, you know, it's just what it is. I need a lot of work and help, and I'm working on myself, which is why this podcast is called Not Crazy, But Far From Sane, because it's very true. And I'm sure a lot of us could relate to that as well. I recently learned from our joint therapist, we'll just call her Elle. She, in one of our sessions, I was referring to myself as crazy. And, you know, I said, you know, I was crazy, dot, dot, dot. And she goes, you have to stop saying you're crazy because you're not crazy. Stop saying that word, please. And, you know, just like that, it's like I respected it. And I really, really tried to not say I'm crazy or anything's crazy because I realized the negative connotation that can have. Yeah. I think I'm going to take a break and see what this is like because it's just been me talking. So anyway, this is what it's basically going to be until there's like obviously a bigger conversation or a certain specific topic, I mean. But otherwise, it's going to be me just kind of telling you all stories and different things. And I do have a story, which I'll just probably make this is more of like my introduction episode. So my next episode will be the story of me at the beach and coming back home and getting stopped by federal agents. So we'll leave it at that. I love you all so much and thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane.